morning and welcome to episode 150 of Taking the Charge with you from Volos, Greece. I am David Hine of Hine News. Thank you for stopping by yet again. So Greece is the location of choice this week. Obviously, I am at the under 18 European Championship and having a good old time. It's been an excellent tournament. The temperatures obviously are quite high here, which makes going out pretty much unbearable. But I'm not in Greece for a vacation, but I'm here to report about some absolutely fantastic action. So before we get to that, just want to let you know how you can get in contact with us. Easiest way to get in contact with me is go to Twitter, and it's I'm at Hine News, HeinNews. There's the Facebook group. Just put in "Taking the Charge" podcast, and you'll get there. Unfortunately, like I said on the Facebook group, that I haven't had a chance to really do a lot, really, in the last couple of last few days, just because I'm kind of more busy on Twitter. It's a little easier to post on Twitter and 140 characters and all. So taking the charge on the Facebook group, and there of course is the website, which is hinenews.com, and the email address is hinenews@gmx.de. So with that out of the way, under 18 European Championship, kind of an exciting day. Yesterday, the second day of the second round, the four teams that had 2-0 records going into 3-0 records going into the day all lost. Those teams being France and Germany, and Lithuania and Turkey. I guess probably the biggest surprise would have been the fact that Greece, the host of it, just kind of demolished Turkey. But Greece were also, really, it was a pretty difficult situation for them, to get to the quarterfinals after Italy had beaten Lithuania. They had put them, the Greeks were in really a tough spot, and they came out and just crushed the Turks. I was actually talking to Furkan Korkmaz, and he said that he had the same feeling as when the Turks played against Croatia in the semifinals of the Under 19 World Championship. And if you follow the show, if you know the U19 World Championship, obviously. The Turks also got hit pretty hard and were blown out in that game and ended up losing by 23 against the Greeks. So I found it very interesting that sort of had that same feeling even before the game. Italy beat Lithuania, and then the other game in Group E was Bosnia beating Russia by 6. So the dynamics of the group, Lithuania and Turkey had already been through, which is sort of what made their victory, their losses kind of mean a little bit less. They are already through to the quarterfinals, so they weren't, there was not this sort of desperation, especially on the hands of Croatia, of Greece. So Turkey and Lithuania will play for first place. The winner of that will take first place. And then Greece, Italy, and Bosnia all are in pretty good spots to win, to get to the quarterfinals. Basically, if you win, you're through. And then in Group F, let's just go run down the group really quick. Group F has France. I guess that was Group E. That was Group F. Group F. Group E is decided. The four teams who have reached the quarterfinals. The two teams that are out are Latvia and Czech Republic, so they'll go into the relegation fight. But into fighting for the spots in the quarterfinals, the four teams are set are France, Germany, and Spain, all 3-1, and then Serbia. And the big game, obviously, in that group is France taking on Germany. And some pretty good, exciting action. Today, the final day of game of the second round should be pretty fun. You have the big France Germany game, and there is Italy against Bosnia early in the day, and then Lithuania and Turkey. So three pretty good games. Hopefully they'll be good games too. Looks like other than France. France, Germany. The others will be in the Nowa Iona Gym Hall, I guess what it's called. So in general, for those who haven't really been following, if you do want to, the games, the second round games, are still on YouTube, FIBA's YouTube channel, and then starting in the quarterfinals will be on the livebasketball.tv. I'm not sure who's going to do the commentary, but they'll, you know, obviously have English commentary for those games. What else? So that's the way to follow the games. Kind of get a rundown on maybe some of the teams, some of the guys. There's not really a lot of guys missing. I mean, Croatia, as we probably, I think, mentioned before, are missing quite a few of their main guys. Those, you know, being obviously Bender and Mazalin and Slavica, and obviously that would be a totally different group. If those guys were there, Amina Noah from France is a guy who is kind of missing here. Turkey have Arna. Who's Egan Arna, who's not here. Serbia have a couple guys missing, like Penno and Marinkovic, Rakisevic. So those would have been some pretty interesting guys to have on board. But, Konarias from Greece, the point guard, would be a pretty good hit guy to have here. But in general, I think pretty high level of talent. Talking to the scouts, you know, they're pretty happy with the level. Some really big dudes here. You have obviously Subac from Croatia, but you know, you have Jonathan John from the French. Leon Kratzer is a pretty big dude. Even Marcel Kessin's not too small either. And when I'm saying big dudes, I'm talking also like from physical. Jean is pretty skinny, but you look at Papagiannis, Brutus. Brutus is okay, a little thin, but you know, Umar Ertseven. There's some pretty big dudes in this tournament. And you have also like the elite guys. You know, I mean, also sort of mentioning some of those same guys. You know, you have Zubac, who unfortunately doesn't have anything else there, but you have Tile, you have Lubake, you have Gombold, you have Hartenstein, you have Haralan Papalos, Sedekeris, from Lithuania. Obviously, you have Ertseven and Korkmaz from Italy, from Turkey, Italy, Simonic from Serbia. So there's definitely some pretty high level guys here, which I think is definitely good for the tournament. And there's a good share of guys who are 98s, which means they'll be at this tournament next year, which is also pretty exciting. Obviously, next year, this tournament is the qualifiers for the Under-19 World Championship. So kind of makes it, you know, gives it that much more urgency, that much more excitement. A couple of guys that have really stood out kind of made their names a little bit bigger than maybe coming in. One guy I think would be, this is kind of just team-wise going down alphabetically, maybe Lauri Markkanen, the big guy, power forward from Finland, has really done a lot of good things for this for that team. France have the who just turned 17, that being Frank Tilikina, definitely a very very intriguing kid. Lubaki, I think, is playing really well here. Gumbold is he's playing solid. He still hasn't gotten his shot from the outside, but you know, is still doing some pretty good things. Kylian Tillier is unfortunately kind of banged up with a knee injury, so he hasn't really been doing too much. Greece, you know, the two guys, Harlan Papopoulos and Papagiannis are really, you know, clearly the leaders of that team. Leonardo Tote was fantastic yesterday in Italy's big win over the Lithuanians. But, you know, Tote, that was kind of a nice matchup for him just because those Lithuanians, while long, they're not exactly the widest of bodies, and that is also Tote's case. And so that really served him really well. But he was very impressive, and unfortunately, he's still kind of an up and down guy in that regard. But that high side is, you know, has definitely, we'll say the NBA guys have been waiting to see more of that. From Latvia, Werner Kos has been pretty outstanding. Let's see if I can pull the numbers up really quick. Long shooter guy. I saw one guy say, you know, this is the next Porzingis. I don't think he has the athleticism of Porzingis, but probably a better shooter. But so he has through five games has collected the forward from Ventspils. Yes, I'm delaying. I'm stalling. The internet's not working, but he's been sort of their main scorer. There's really not loads. This Marsis Stiloudis kid has a pretty intriguing body. All right, so he's got this, of course, 88 points, and then they're not gonna do it like that. So I think it's 88 points in 83 minutes, just about a point a minute, and he's hitting 59% from threes, so 20 of 34 from 3-point range, pretty impressive. Second leading scorer in the tournament, obviously first in 3 points made per game with 4.0 points, 3 points per game. Yeah, so he's definitely, people knew him a bit, but yeah, so Lithuania, Tadas Sedekeris, sorry about the name, he's a 98, and he's, first of all, he's a lot bigger than I had thought. I hadn't seen him before, so it was very cool to finally get a chance to see him, and he's got a very, very good basketball body. Can shoot a little bit. Can drive to the basket. You know, has a pretty good presence as far as passing wise. So I've been very happy with what I've seen from him. Again, like I said, this was the first time I saw him. Definitely a positive coming from him. Martinas Svarnas has really been playing much more of a point guard position than he has in the past, and has been excelling. He's, I think he's five. He's got five assists per game, and I think about three turnovers a game. So that's not a bad ratio. Yeah, Martinez hasn't been as impressive as I thought he was going to be. Not saying necessarily that he's a disappointment, but I thought maybe he could do a little bit more. You know, the physical advantage that he may have had in the past really hasn't, you know, he hasn't taken, may not have taken the next step. So this is going to be a very important time for him the next, let's say half year, that he works on getting there. I don't know if there might be a little injury or something like that. Don't know that. Montenegro, man, anytime you get a 197 guy as your center, you know you might be in trouble. There's not a lot on that Montenegrin team. You know, Nikola Sirkovic, who's probably their biggest player, I think 201 or so, but he can shoot it outside a little bit. Russia are kind of up and down and have a lot of it's kind of hard for me to watch Russia sometimes. The guy that kind of you know, just looking at him, Ilya Karpenkov, is just a pretty big wide body. But you know, they have a lot of different guys that score, that can show that they can score. Yakushin, Shbakov led the team in scoring yesterday, but just not a very, very good team, and I don't think the talent is really that great. Serbia, Avi Simonic. Simonic was fantastic in the big, huge win against France. He hasn't really been able to show very much until that game. So he's probably the biggest prospect on that team. You know, I really like that they've let Nikola Sirkovic do a little bit more on the a little bit more with the ball. That's been very, very good to see. Spain haven't really seen too much of them, you know, you really have to like the way Sergi Garcia runs the show. He's not a very, very athletically gifted point guard, let's put it that way. But he knows how to get the job done. Probably their best guy is Xavi Lopez. At this tournament, at least, Santi Justa and I guess probably Ramon Villa is right up there as well. Him and Sergi Garcia have been the leaders of this team. Turkey, obviously, it's the Korkmaz Omer at 7 show, but a couple other guys have been, you know, I didn't know much of this team. Obviously, they've, you know, so much of Turkey over the last two summers has been the 96 generation. You know, you have, you know, Ertan Gazi's really played well. Ersan Bayrak has really played well. Enes Tashkiran has played really well. Ilzmas has played well. The little point guard Omer Al has played well. Korkmaz has been a little bit up and down. He's kind of dealing with an ankle injury and is facing a lot of pressure. You know, he's back with these guys for the first time since 13 when they played the 16s, and is clearly, you know, looked upon as the leader. And if they don't do well, he's you know, not that they think he's the reason they don't do well, but you know, they automatically go and look at him. So he's got a lot of pressure. So this is a big tournament for him to deal with that, to learn how to deal with that pressure. He hasn't been fantastic by any stretch of the imagination, but he's clearly You know, when he gets going, the rest of the team gets going. I mean, he's shooting 34% from the field. The main reason for that low percentage is just 6 of 34, so 17% from three-point range. 2.2 assists to 1.8 turnovers. He's got more than a steal a game and two rebounds a game. So hasn't really been fantastic. And really didn't show up at all against Greece. 2 points, 1 of 9 shooting. So he did have 4 turnovers and he did have 4 assists and 2 steals. But yeah, like I said, that was clearly a game that that they were not ready for, and against the Greeks. But pretty good team. Gazi was, you know, has definitely shown some pretty intriguing stuff. And look forward to seeing him down the road. The team obviously I left out was Germany, and I guess we'll start with them on the interviews. Obviously guys like Hartenstein, you know, people know Hartenstein, people know Kiel, Nicholas Kiel, the Richard Freudenberg, even Leon Kratzer. I think guys would probably know it's played for Bamberg at the Adidas Next Generation Tournament. So, you know, those are their main guys. But really the guy, and I think probably have to say the guy who stood out more than anybody else, who's, let's say, stock has risen more than anybody else, has been Kostja Mishidi, who is Belgian born. He played in the under-16s last summer and was pretty dominant with almost 18 points, more than 5 rebounds and more than 3 assists. But really wasn't on a lot of people's radars. He had played pretty well in the warm-up games. But really has kind of exploded here and has totally found his way onto NBA scout radars. I wrote a piece on him, did an interview with him, but he's averaging almost 13 points a game, almost 2.5 rebounds, 2.2 assists, 1.2 steals. Hitting 44% from three-point range. Unfortunately, 47%, not even 47% from the free throw line, which obviously can't continue. You know, definitely a guy who has opened loads and loads of eyes, and which was one of the main reasons why I wanted to get a chat with him. So our interviews, I'm going to start with him, and we'll catch you on the other side of that.
First of all, it's the first time Germany is in the top 8 since 1996. You weren't born yet. Your thoughts about helping the team to this first goal?
I mean, this summer is very special for us. I mean, we have high goals this summer, especially with much talent around this team. I mean, with Niklas Kiel, Richard Freudenberg, Isaiah Hartenstein, all these names. And I mean, today we came as a group together and we played as a team, especially with many assists and great looks. And I mean, we're going to keep fighting and keep playing against all opponents. And I mean, we are ready and we are prepared for Spain, if it's France or Serbia, we are prepared.
How important is it for you guys to do well, knowing that you guys do have a lot of talent? You know, knowing that you guys were in Division B for 2 years with the level of German talent, really that was almost a crime.
Yeah, I mean, last year we did a great job in the Division B, and we earned it to play in Division A this summer. And yeah, I mean, we sacrifice all for each other, and nobody is like, I want to make 30 tonight. It's like everybody just want to win. That's great. Everybody's on the same page.
There's been a big push in Germany over the last 5, 6, 7 years. You know, JBBL, NBBL, and everything else. What's it like being part of that whole push in German basketball?
I mean, it's great. I mean, it's real great. I mean, the coaches getting better from year to year, getting more experience, and even the players getting more experience. And the NBBL and JBBL is a great type of organization and with great competition. That's very nice. So that helped Germany a lot to improve all players and to improve as a national team as well. Everybody knows everybody.
Kostya Kolanda Didier Mushidi. I heard somewhere that there's various nationalities there. No. Give us a rundown exactly where you're from.
All right. I mean, my father is Russian, actually. He's from Moscow. My mother was born in Belgium, and I was born in Belgium too. So yeah, it's a crazy mixture. And when I was 2 years old, my family moved to Germany. So I'm German right now, and I feel German, and I'm going to play for like Strasbourg next year in France. But yeah, it's a great mixture. And my grandfathers are from Congo, so that's why Kalanda Didier is from Africa.
Okay. What would you say is the biggest? You say you're German. You've been here. Wait, how long have you been in Germany now?
So
you have German. Of the other nationalities, of the other cultures, what do you take the most of?
I mean, it's just great to have different guys around me in my life. I mean, my family is from Belgium, and they worked pretty hard all the entire life, and I learned a lot from my family in Africa too. So it's great to see different type of peoples. Like in Russia, it's like the whole world for me is like changing, like just like this. It's nice. I mean, it's very nice just to have that on his mind.
First basketball memory.
First basketball memory, it's tough. I mean, I played against my best friend when I was 6 years old, and he played like 2 years before me. He started to play basketball. I played football at first, but then I started to feeling it, and I hit like 3 or 4 triples in a row when I was just like 6 years old, and I'm like, damn, I gotta keep going.
So you started when you were 6.
Yeah.
Strengths, weaknesses?
My strengths is the creativity. I can create for other players, create for myself. And my shot was pretty good this tournament, but I gotta keep pushing and keep being like, I struggled sometimes with the shot, but I gotta be better. And my drive is okay, but I gotta use my left hand more. But my weaknesses, my defense, sometimes I'm not 100% with it, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
You said you started when you were sort of 6. Who were some of the guys that you started looking up to as far as basketball players, maybe tailoring your game around, or just kind of like their mentalities or whatever? Who were some of the guys, basketball players, that you looked up to?
Yeah, first of all, it was my best friend. I mean, he was better than me in that, this far. And then,
who is this?
Yeah, he was better than me.
And who is this?
Justin is his name, Justin. Okay. Deutschlag. He was better than me all the time, and I wanted to be better than him. And like 4 years I was catching up, and finally I got him. Then I used to know the NBA, and of course directly was LeBron James for me. He was a dominant player in the league, and yeah, he was just the best player in the league so far. And so I tried to pick up moves, to pick moves from him, and then yeah, I'll come together.
Best European player you've seen on TV, live or on TV?
All right. Best European players got to be, it's a tough question. I mean, Teodosic is for me one of the best European players of all time. I mean, his court vision is insane, and I watched a lot of games of Moscow live, even with my dad when I was in Russia, and he's just a great kid, has a great court vision, and he always keeps his head up, and he's cool on the court. And yeah, Teodosic.
Best basketball game you've played in or watched? Best basketball you played in?
I played in. I gotta go with last year, the European Championship under 16 against Spain. It was my best game so far in my life. I think I had like, I made 6 triples, I don't know. But we played great as a team together. We played great defense, and it was just competitive. The game was very competitive and was like up and down all the time, but it was really nice and we won that game, so it was actually what was really nice. It was
one item you cannot live without.
Oof. It's gotta be cell phone.
It's gotta be?
My cell phone.
Cell phone?
Yeah, cell phone.
Favorite app?
Favorite app is, it was a time, it was Doodle Jump. I played Doodle Jump a lot of special time, but then I switched to Fruit Ninja.
Okay.
And now it's Snapchat, of course. Snapchat, I'm going with Snapchat.
What about Candy Crush?
I'm not a Candy Crush.
Okay, all right. When you're not playing basketball, what are you doing?
Basically just enjoying time with my friends and with my family and just playing football. I like soccer a lot and just playing soccer, hanging out, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
What are you gonna eat when no one's looking?
Cookies.
Got a preference?
No, I love like all the cookies.
Coach comes over for dinner, what are you cooking?
Cooking?
What are you cooking if coach comes to dinner at your place?
Wow, it's gotta be noodles. Noodles, bolognese.
That's bolognese.
It. Yeah, it's the only thing that can do so.
You have a little bit of a swagger out there. Where does that come from? And how do you feel when you watch yourself on video after that and yeah, see that swagger? What do you think?
Yeah, everybody's saying this. I mean, I don't make it on purpose. It's like it's natural in my game. It's just natural. I mean, I have pretty long arms and it's tough to be straight all the time. So it's not that I'm relaxing on the court. It's just that I'm trying to be cool in my head and don't how do I say it? I don't want to make too much and don't want to. I don't know. It's like. Arrogance is the wrong word, but it's like just being cool on the court, and the swagger comes naturally, and yeah, that's it. I mean, I don't practice it or something. It's just natural. It's just there.
Which end would you rather be on, the throwing up the alley-oop pass or catching it and dunking it?
Definitely catching the alley-oop. That's nice.
You're one of the names, the biggest names to kind of come out of this tournament so far. People in Germany, you know, knew you a little bit, but you know, you've really kind of opened some eyes here. First of all, what do you think about that people are, you know, wanting to talk to you, people are watching you, and people are talking about you?
Yeah.
What do you think of that, and how are you dealing with that?
I mean, it's first of all, it's very nice. It's like the hard work for all the years paid off. But it's not going into my head. I mean, if I'm stepping on the court, I'm just like, it's a normal basketball game. I'm just playing basketball and nothing's, I mean, the scouts and all the GMs and all the agents, I mean, it's not getting into my head. It's nice, but I'm just cool on the court and just playing basketball. That's it. And it's even better to be underrated, to be overrated. I mean, I came here, had not a great name, but now I'm like in the groove and now they're talking about me. That's nice, but I gotta keep going and not taking it as granted.
You mentioned Strasbourg. How did that come about?
Strasbourg is just a great organization and they have a great coach. He's the coach of Team France as well. And I just want to learn from other guys. Just want to play in another culture of basketball. I mean, French is a whole other culture than Germany. And yeah, I mean, Strasbourg, the people are nice there, the team is good, they were treating me good so far when I was there. And I just want to see different things in the world. The world is big and I just want to travel around the world, even with this young age, and yeah, that's why I go to Strasbourg.
Have you talked much to Collet, and if you have, what are sort of the plans for you, let's say, this coming season?
I don't talk a lot to him because he was pretty busy when I was there. The French finals was on against Limoges, so he had not much time. But we talked a little bit. He talked about me, and it was great. Great talk, and we're gonna make much things together in the future, and hope it's gonna work perfectly. And then maybe in 3 years, I'm gonna good player in France.
What kind of expectations do you have for this coming season then?
Just to learn from different guys just to just be ready and to take all little things and to bring it into my game, to have new things in my game, and just to learn from Cole. I mean, he coached Tony Parker and all the NBA players, so it's just a great opportunity for me just to practice with him and just, yeah, to learn.
Is there a guy on that team that you're looking forward to working with, working against, yeah, going up against? I know they have a couple of French internationals.
Yeah, Louis Campbell, I mean, I follow him a lot. I mean, he's 36 years old, but he played in Germany as well, and I saw him playing, and he had a great career so far, and he's just, I wanted to be him a mentor. I mean, he knows a lot about European basketball, and that's great for me. And even the young player, Frank Lekina, he's played for France.
He's with Strasbourg.
Yeah, he's with Strasbourg too, and we have a great relationship. I mean, we're talking a lot after the games, before the games, and he's just a great kid. And just to go up against him at every practice, it's going to be so nice to improve myself against a type of player like him.
I'll come back to this tournament. I have one more question that I want to ask you about. You're a 98, which means you can come back to this tournament next year. And obviously, this tournament next year is the qualifiers for the U19 World Championship.
Yeah.
We're still in this tournament. We still want to talk about the goals for here. But how much in the back of your mind is playing in 2 years in the World Championship against all the great nations of the world?
Of course, a lot. I mean, Germany never did this before. And I mean, with this great talent that we have, I mean, Isaiah Hartenstein is 98 too, Richard Freudenberg is 98 too. So, I mean, we are just learning this tournament to get better and to improve for the next tournament and to be ready and to go out there and just ball and be one of the top three teams. And that's our goal, definitely, definitely.
We're here. You guys are in the quarterfinals already. Yeah. We have two more games to do whatever you need to do. When you get to the knockout, talk about the goal here. Talk about what you guys want to do and what you need to get to the podium.
Yeah. I mean, Germany struggled a lot the last year in the quarterfinals. I mean, we were not winning since like 30 years or so. I don't know, but our goal is just to get ready for the quarterfinals and to be just ready to be good in offense, good in defense, play as a team together. Don't lose our focus. And our focus right now is just to get in the semifinals. I mean, the quarterfinals is great, but we want to get to the semifinals and even to the finals. And I mean, with this great team this summer, we can definitely do that.
I'll let you go with that.
Okay. So, Kostya Mashidi, interesting kid. And definitely, you know, looking at him playing with the French Nikitelkina. Sorry about that. At Strasbourg for Vincent Collet is definitely going to be some fun stuff. All right, so I guess let's just kind of go through the interviews really quick. So the next one will be did a chat with Simon Purcell from the Czech Republic, who's playing for Saragossa. So that'll be the next interview. And we'll catch you on the other side of that one.
Simon, maybe first start with today's game. You guys shot really well yesterday from three-point range, and today it was a little bit more difficult. Talk about this game.
It was a tough game, but like yesterday we shot well, but I don't think it's because of the three-pointers, you know. In this game, we had to put the ball inside, we had to play like with a pass, quick passes, and I don't think we should like shoot so much three-pointers like in this game. I think we should shoot less and penetrate, put the ball inside, but like we didn't play well, you know, our systems and the stuff, so that's why we shot so many three-pointers, and it's not good positions, you know, it's not after some system or something, so we didn't make them, you know.
I want to talk a little bit about your background. Maybe what's your first basketball memory?
first basketball memory. First basketball practice. I was told my mother sent me to basketball practice. I didn't like it first time. I didn't like it because of the coach. You know, he was like strict and I was a little bit soft and I didn't like it there. But she told me stay there because I was tall and because I maybe someday I could play well. And I stayed and then I started to like it, to love it, and since then I play basketball.
And you also like strict coaches now too, right?
What?
You also like strict coaches now too.
I think strict coaches are good coaches because you have to be strict for the basketball. You can't be soft to the players, you know.
Maybe some of your strengths and some of your weaknesses.
My weakness, I think, maybe the mentality, you know. Sometimes I like put the hand down and sometimes the mentality and maybe quickness. But my strength is I can shoot, I can rebound the ball, you know, low post. Fake shot, penetrate. I think I can do much stuff.
Playing on the senior national team one day and winning a medal means what?
Oh man, it means for the Czech Republic. Maybe if I could be like Spanish or something, but for the Czech Republic.
Okay, a medal maybe not, but being a mate.
If I win someday with the national team of Czech Republic, if I win medal, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. That would be a thing that happens once in a lifetime. That would be great.
Who's the best European player you've seen live or on TV?
Best European player? Yep. I see live on TV.
Oh. Live or on TV?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, you're in Spain now, so I'm sure you've seen some good guys there.
So I played against Real Madrid with the Caicedo team. So maybe Rudy Fernandez or some of the Real Madrid players. They are great. Everybody they have great team. They had this season. We will see what they will do next season. But maybe Rudy or Sergio Rodriguez. They great players.
Good choices.
Yeah.
Best basketball game you've ever played in or watched?
I played in or watched? That's a tough one too, this question. I don't know, I think maybe 2 years ago in under 16 Division B when we played with the Czech Republic. There was some against Hungary we made a lot of three-pointers and it was like it was so easy. We just it was like feelings, you know, you will make the shot. I think I made 7 three-pointers. My friends make
you made 7 three-pointers.
Yeah, my friends make 4, 3, like I don't know how many, but maybe we made more than 20 three-pointers in a game. It was great feeling, but you know, it's that feeling that you know you will make the shot and it's what a great game, but it was I had a lot of good games in my lifetime, so I don't know which one to choose.
When you're not playing basketball, what are you doing?
Hanging out with my friends, maybe. The basket takes a lot of time, you know, a lot of practices and everything. So when I'm in Spain, so when I'm not practicing, I'm with my friends. We have a flat. I live with Sergi Garcia, 5 from Spain. So in our flat, always it's fun, you know. We live young guys together, so it's fun. And we go out, we hang out, we go to movie theater or something. It's always fun. And when I'm in Czech Republic, the same. I see friends because I don't see them all year, and I think when I don't practice, I'm with friends.
Is there a PlayStation at all that's being played or no?
Yeah, it is. In our flat in Spain, it is.
But you're not playing much.
I'm not good at the PlayStation.
Okay, that's fine.
That's true. I'm not good much.
Well, who's the best player of that? Are you better than Serge?
No. He's better. We play in FIFA, man, but he's better. But I try, you know. Sometimes I beat him, but he's better in overall.
Dream club to play for?
Dream club? I don't think about dream club now, you know. I want to make it in the first team of Zaragoza, where I play now, and then maybe when I make it, I will think about it. But right now I want to make it there, and maybe someday clubs like Real Madrid or NBA clubs, it will be a dream.
We'll come knocking. Two more questions. What are you going to eat when nobody's looking?
Ooh. vegetables, fruit, and no, I don't know. Some burger or pizza.
Yeah.
If Coach comes for dinner, what are you going to cook for him?
What I'm going to, I don't know. I'm going to cook spaghetti. I don't know to cook much, but I will try some. Yeah, last time I made some spaghettis with a tuna and tomatoes and stuff. So I think this is the best dish I can make.
Not bad.
Okay, so yeah, fun kid. It was fun little chat there. Enjoyed that. Moving right along. We have from Finland, Edan Maksuni. Point guard, also the 98th generation, so he'll be eligible next year if they stay in, if Finland can stay in Division A. They're in the relegation round, and so here's my chat with Edan Maksuni.
This is not the start you guys wanted. Thoughts about this game against Russia?
Once we start good, like 5 minutes was good, and we thought that we can win. And then Russia was better. Like they put the extra energy in court and wanted the game more than us, and that's why we lose. And it was a little bit bigger, and they take the rebounds. And like we played that, then they score points, and it was like saddest, something like that. And that's why.
And they didn't miss anything.
Yeah,
from long range. Yeah. Even three quarter buzzer beaters too. You guys are back in Division A now. Was this a wake up call to say, okay, well, you know what, this is the level that it's going to be at? Was this a good game for you guys to play to start the tournament?
Yeah, this was like a call, like now we must wake up and play better and try to win the next game and to forget this game. It's not important now because we have tomorrow Turkey, and we must like prepare that we win tomorrow and Italy then, and day to day to win and to come back.
You guys are better now because of this. How do you think you guys will come back tomorrow a better team? What did you learn from this game?
We learned like this is top level players here, and we must like play better and harder and to try to do our best, and that is the.
For you, it was the first time at division at 18s. You were at 16s the last 2 years. What were your thoughts about playing 18s now?
Oh, it's good. It's better because it's top level, like I think so. And from here, players are going to play to EuroLeague and something. And it's very good. I'm happy to play this division.
How do you think you played out there? You know, for your first game at 18s.
Good, but must be better. Must be better to play like team player and to score better and to focus in the. Focusing on scoring and defensive player, and all the time to be like a leader in the game.
Last two summers ago, you were at the Jordan Brand Classic, and then this past summer, you were in Gran Canaria for the Basketball Without Borders. What did those teach you? How did those help you?
That's given me more motivation to work out harder and to put the effort in the game and to see where I am, like to where is the other European players and where I am at. That's good, like motivation.
Where do you think you're at?
I think so. I'm good, but I must work out and to be better every single day.
And what?
A little bit in defense, in ball screening, everything, shooting, to be quick, to be more physical, and to be more harder to protect the rim, and like this kind of stuff.
Growing up, who are some of the guys? I mean, you're from Finland. Who are some of the guys that you grew up watching?
Koponen, I think so. Koponen is like me. He likes to play with the ball. He likes to shoot, and I'm the same player like Koponen, I think so.
Anybody else?
Teemu Rannikko, because he's like...
What's that?
Teemu Rannikko.
Okay.
He has like good gameplay, like he knows to play, he knows to pass, he knows to shoot. He always like find the best shoot position and everything.
Your father was a player in Kosovo, well, I mean Serbia, well, probably Yugoslavia then actually. What do you learn from him? And I guess his brother was also playing basketball. What do you learn from him and your uncle?
My dad gave me my dad teach me everything, and teach me how to shoot. He teach me like how to think in game and everything. I learned from my dad everything. Like he's like my personal coach, and my uncle was too like a good player, nothing else.
And I guess there's a soccer coach in there too somewhere, right? Is that who's there's a soccer coach? Maybe your dad's brother or something?
No, my father's dad.
Your father's dad?
Yeah.
Was a soccer coach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything from him?
Yeah, he just like me, like physical things and how to mental things and how to think in a game and this stuff.
The family's from Kosovo, Yugoslavia's from Kosovo. Kosovo this year, this summer, is playing for the first time internationally. U16s was the first, and now U20s. What did you think of that? I mean, you're from Finland, but you know there's a Kosovo. How is the connection to Kosovo, and what do you think of them playing now?
They're playing good up there, and there's like big. They're going growing up like basketball is going up, and that's good. Very good to watch like my own country is going up and to see how they play.
Do you feel like a connection to them?
Yeah, why not? But I think so. I'm gonna play in Finland now.
What would it be like to play against Kosovo? Let's say they make it up to Division A in whatever, you know, in the next 2-3 years. What would it be like to play against Kosovo?
Good experience, I think so.
Why that?
Because I know players over there, and that is, I think so. It's a very good experience to me, and to see how they play, all that stuff.
Montenegro, Serbia, Croatia, you know, they're all so good. How good do you think Kosovo can be? You say you know some of the guys there. How good do you think that this little, small country, territory, whatever it could be?
I think so. They're gonna be good, but not so good like Serbia and Montenegro, because they're too small country. But they're going to grow up like players, like team, and hopefully gonna like grow up like team. I think so. I hope so.
We're here at the 18s. Last question. We're here at the 18s. What do you guys have to do to stay here in Division A for next year?
Must play more better defense and try to play like in team plays. Play is must like be more it put the extra weight in a team extra. Blackout now. Sorry.
It's okay. It's the heat. I'll let you go. Good luck.
Okay. Yeah. The Kosovo, I think, the Kosovo thing, we'll call it that. I think that's something that I need to look into, maybe talking to somebody from the Federation, kind of getting on them pretty soon, and see what their thoughts are about that program moving forward. I would imagine it's going to be pretty fun, exciting time there. And moving right along. go talk to Stefan Gumbold with the French national team. Obviously, he played earlier this year for INSEP at the Adidas Next Generation tournament. So here's my chat with Stefan Gumbold.
Congratulations. Two victories, two games. Thoughts about this victory after yesterday? Spain, maybe a team against Czech, you know, that you might underestimate, but you guys did a good job today. Your thoughts about the game?
Yeah, we played good. We do a good defense. I think it was the case of the game, and we played good. Simply, very simply. And
I want to talk about how you've started in basketball. Talk about where you grew up.
I come from Guadeloupe, West Indies.
Okay.
And I begin basketball and 14 years old.
Okay.
And
you started when you were 14.
What?
You started when you were 14.
Yeah. Huh? 14 years old, and it was very difficult for me because my father helped me to begin basketball, and it was very difficult for me.
In Guadeloupe, there's a lot of French national team players. Yeah. Did you know some of them?
Yeah, Jonathan Jeanne. He's born in Guadeloupe.
Okay.
He plays good. He's my friend. And
how did you start watching? Or who were the guys that you first watched in basketball? When you were watching basketball at the beginning, who were you watching?
Watching basketball.
How did you get interested in basketball?
My brother play basketball. My brother, all my family play basketball. I'm very tall.
That's enough.
Yeah.
We saw each other in the summer in the fall, in the spring, in Madrid at the Adidas Next Generation tournament. You saw Kenneth Faried. You know him from the NBA. How much did seeing him and listening to him, how much did that help you in your game?
Yeah, Kenneth Faried is a superstar, and we see him in Madrid, in EuroLeague, and he talk a lot, and he talk about how we play in the game. He say he was very hungry, and I think I remind this world, and I was very hungry in the game.
So you actually said, okay, after that, all right, he's hungry. Yes, I should be hungry too.
Yeah, I'm very hungry.
What else? What else did you learn from that meeting?
That I learned if you want to play basketball very well, you're gonna be patient, and you're gonna be very aggressive, and it's enough. And during this tournament in Madrid, what I learned.
Well, from me, and also with Faried. Because that's probably the first time you've seen a non-French NBA star, right?
Yeah, it was very amazing. For me, I learned this life.
Is something you want.
Yeah.
It's something you want.
Yeah.
Let's go really quick. You were at the Global Camp in New York with a lot of the other top guys. Talk about that and how that helped you going then from the in New York City. Yeah. What was that like?
Yeah, it was very amazing. We see the All-Star Game weekend, and we play against other people in all the world, and we play good, we learn a lot, and we see a lot of coach, and we learn a lot about it, and it was very amazing. And
what was the thing you remember the most? What do you remember most about that?
I remember in the road they have a lot of people who play very good, and in my post And yeah, this coach tell don't afraid when you play. Never forget where you come from. And yeah.
You are going to Asvel now. It's a big step after playing at INSEP. What are your thoughts about going there?
Yeah, for me it's a very good experience for me. Play against the pro, against a tournament in France is very important for me. And you're gonna see. And I learn a lot with the pro. I'm gonna see.
Looking forward to see Tony Parker too.
Yeah, Tony Parker is my president, and I talk with him, and he have a very good project for me, and we're gonna see.
Last question, maybe just talk a little bit about your game. You know, you're pretty good inside already, and you were able to hit a three-pointer today, which I assume you're pretty happy about. Where do you see your game, and what do you want to do?
In this game?
No. You're the way you play the game, and like you're what you can and can't do. I know you probably want to be able to shoot a little bit outside. Talk about where you're at in your game.
Yeah, I train a lot with my shoot, with my position, and I think it's important for me plays about that, about the shoot, about the position, and it's enough.
What are you working on right now then?
My shoot,
yeah.
My dribble, my vision, my position, my my running, and it's very important for me.
Let's go with that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, it's really fun. A lot of you guys here have recognized me and have been really open to talking to me, and so it's good. It's fun, and it's given some pretty good access and to have some nice chats with some very, very, very talented kids. And so it's truly an honor to be able to do these things. And you know, I'm very appreciative to FIBA and to FIBA Europe for giving me the opportunity to do to work at these events, and then also that gives me a chance to grab the interviews as well for you guys. So one more interview that's going to be the final interview of the week. There's a chat now coming up with Martinez Varnas, who we mentioned is sort of taking over some of the playmaking role with the Lithuanian national team, also plays for Žalgiris Kaunas. So here's my chat with him.
Martinez, 4-0, 3-0 in the group, right on the doorstep of the quarterfinals, which is where you want to be. Had a big third quarter. Talk about this game.
It was a tough game. You know, we had a rough first half. We let them too many easy points, too many rebounds, because we're a higher team. We wanted to get as much rebounds as possible. But we came out strong, you know, in the second half. We knew what we have to do, and that's how we finished the game.
You guys have been really strong in the third quarter. What happens to you guys in the third quarter to kind of give the other team a punch?
I don't know, we came out focused enough. I think we made a lot of easy points. We used our big guys because we're, as I said, we are a higher team. So I think that's why, yeah.
You guys came here, obviously there's a lot of tradition with this country. What was the goal coming here? What did you think that you guys wanted to do when you came here?
To this game?
Into the tournament.
Yeah, we want to go as far as possible. We want to go to the Final Four. I mean, there's a lot of work to do, but we hope to be there when the end of the tournament. I don't know, we have big goals for this time.
What would it mean to be on the podium? I know we're not there yet, we're not even in the quarters, but yeah. What would it mean for you guys with this basketball tradition to make it to the podium?
I don't know, we have to give all of our hearts. We may not have as much talent as other teams have, but we come out strong, we play our game. We play focused, we really do a good job in defense, and I don't know, I hope that's enough.
A lot of you guys have played
pretty far in the Adidas Next Generation Nike International Junior Tournament. Were you guys, you know, the Chargers guys going to the finals the last 2 years? Tadas being in Spain. How much is the experiences you guys are getting at the youth level with the clubs helping you at this level?
I think we get very much experience. We play with different teams, we play with stronger teams, so I think it's very good, and we know each other. This team knows, we know all of us guys, so I don't know, I think it's very good.
Talk a little bit about yourself. When did you kind of start, what was your first basketball memory?
I started playing basketball when I was, I think, in the first grade. My parents took me to the first practice. I remember my brother playing basketball. He's not professional, but I really like to watch him. And I think that's how I started. About a memory, I'm not sure.
Who are some of the guys that you kind of looked up to as far as players?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm not sure yet.
You don't remember any guys?
James Anderson, I really like him, yeah. I don't have that many players to like.
As far as your game goes, maybe strengths and weaknesses right now?
I'm not sure. It's not for me to decide. I just try to play basketball the way I play basketball. I don't know. I can't say that.
It seems to me that you seem to be trying to play a little more point guard. How important is that for you to? I mean, you have really good size, and if you can play point guard, obviously that makes you that much more valuable. Is that accurate that you're trying to do that?
I don't know. Coach Stoll sometimes says that I should dribble the ball down the court because our point guards get a lot of pressure. They get tired, so I just help them. I'm not really looking for to play point guard. I just help them.
Do you like handling the ball though? You think you're an adequate ball handler in that regard?
Well, I like it, but I still have much work to do because sometimes I just lose the ball in the middle of the court. So I still have a lot of work.
A lot of work to do. Obviously, you're still young. Maybe what are the next one or two things that you really want to work on?
So it's ball dribbling. I want to get stronger, my body, and to better my shooting percentages. I'm not shooting very well right at this moment, so I want to work on those three things.
When you're not playing basketball, what are you doing?
Studying.
Studying? What are you studying? University or?
No. I'm still in high school. Yeah. I like to spend my time with my girlfriend, so that's all.
Maybe one thing you can't live without? Basketball?
Yeah.
See a tattoo on the arm. What is that and what's it mean?
This is my family. My family members, the letters of their first name. It's my dad, my mother, and my brother.
Okay, so give me the letters and the names.
Arunas y Ingrida L. Laurinas.
Okay, and how long have you had that?
5 months, something like that. I'm not sure yet. Yeah.
Something. Was there something that happened that you wanted to kind of get that, or?
I just love my family. I want them to know that I appreciate them in my life, and I want to have them near me all the time. My brother has practically the same tattoo with my.
With your initial.
Yeah. So.
Which one's the brother?
L. Marinas.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe as far as club goes, your goals right now, still with Chargers. How long are you with them? Maybe goals, what you want to do club-wise?
I'm with them for 2 years now, and I'm not sure. I'm still going to play it. I believe in the second team. Hope to get stronger and one day to play in the first team.
Chargers.
Yeah, that's my goal.
We're back here at this tournament. What do you guys need to do? You guys are playing really well. Like we said, third quarters are strong. What do you need to do to reach the goal of at least the podium?
We got to play hard. You know? We have to start with defense because I think that's the main thing where we're winning the games. And then play Paul Mine in an offense. We have a lot of strong sides. We have big guys. We have Tadas. Our point guards can shoot, so we just need to use them the right way.
One last question that maybe about Tadas. Obviously, he's 98. He's been in Spain now for a little bit. Thoughts about him because he will be a leader for
for the Lithuanians next summer when they try to get to the World Championship. Maybe thoughts about him and his development.
He's a great player. I mean, yeah, after these 2 years, I saw him, I don't know, 2 years ago, I think. He really got stronger. He's a very smart player. He can shoot the ball very good. He has dribblings. I don't know, I think he's going to be something strong at that tournament, something else.
I think so too.
Okay. So I guess that does it for the interviews. I'm not going to say this is burying the lead, but, you know, I don't know if you caught it at the beginning of the show, maybe the notes or the number. It is the 150th show, and which, you know, really blows my mind. We're not quite 3 years yet. That'll come. That'll actually come during Eurobaskets when the actual three-year anniversary comes up with episode 156. So episode 156, you guys can look forward to. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but that'll definitely be fun. But, you know, big round number 150 is pretty amazing. You know, I really want to thank everybody out there for, you know, just for giving me feedback, for making it known that this show is appreciated, making it known that you guys enjoy it. Because without you guys giving me that feedback, I may have given it up, especially after Oz left. And it is an honor to be able to do this and have people recognize me for that as well. If you're new to the show and really haven't been around to listen to many of the old episodes, go back and not really necessarily just because it's, you know, great, you know, chatting or anything like that. But, you know, I mean, if there's any, you know, I really think that we've, you know, over the 3 years, almost 3 years now, have really been able to put together a pretty amazing list of interview partners. And so, you know, I think I try to provide some pretty good stuff. And I think it's fun and it's a labor of love without a doubt. And I think it provides a pretty good product, a pretty good information source, if nothing else, just for people interested in basketball. So I know I probably rambled on a little bit there, right? But it's nothing that the listeners haven't gotten used to over the years now. So. With the 150, I wanted to really kind of go out there and say thank you to the people who, you know, who do provide the feedback and to let me know and let us know that it's appreciated and that you guys enjoy it. I don't know if there's going to be another 150. I'm not going to say that necessarily, but, 300 sound pretty fun. Next week, obviously, we'll probably be packed with some good interviews. Well, not will be packed, but it would definitely not might be packed, but definitely will have some good interviews in that. 156 will be fun as well. I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do, but 156 with the 3 year anniversary, that'll definitely be a bash. And then, just working towards 160, 180, 200, whatever. But I wanted to let you guys know that it's appreciated. So with that, I guess really I should call it a podcast, because I need to get ready to get to the gym again. So as usual, the last thing that we need to do is let you know what you're listening to. Song is called Dark Country Road. It is by Norval and Alex. And it is available, as all the songs on the podcast, or almost all the songs on the podcast, at freemusicarchive.org. So go out there, enjoy that great music, and again, thanks for listening to the show, and we will catch you next week.
It's just a dark country road, Thursday, 7 o'clock. Where am I gonna go on this dark country road? This is my third town today. It might help we're drowned by rain.
I'm Kamil Novak, I'm the Secretary General of FIBA Europe, and you are listening to Taking the Charge.